VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. Acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire defending his actions at a hearing on Capitol Hill Thursday. He told lawmakers he has complied with his responsibility to follow the law as he faced questions about why he initially blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint. That complaint is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's actions. McGuire saying this is a complex situation.
I am not familiar with any prior instances where a whistleblower complaint touched on such complicated and sensitive issues, including executive privilege. I believe that this matter is unprecedented.
A July phone call transcript released Wednesday shows Trump asked for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who is also running for president. The House Intelligence Committee has released a redacted version of the complaint. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The complaints related at least in part to a July phone call in which President Trump prodded Ukraine's new leader to investigate Joe Biden. The complaint says in the days after, senior White House officials stepped in to, quote, lock down all records of the call. The whistleblower says, quote, in the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election, end quote. The President denies doing anything wrong. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Zelensky, who met with the U.S. President at the U.N. General Assembly on Wednesday, said there was nobody pushing about the call, which he characterized as normal. This is VOA News. Former President Jacques Chirac, a veteran politician and champion of multilateralism, European unity, and Africa, died Thursday at age 86. He was the former president of France. World leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly in New York are likely to hear Thursday about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This as officials from both sides get their turn to address the annual meeting. Israel's president has asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to form a new government after last week's deadlocked elections that have paralyzed the country. President Reuven Rivlin made the announcement after meeting Wednesday with Netanyahu and his primary challenger, Benny Gantz. The final election results announced Wednesday shows Netanyahu's Likud party winning 32 seats in the 120-seat parliament, one less than Gantz's blue and white party. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faced a backlash from furious lawmakers on Thursday. It's over his use of confrontational language in Parliament about opponents of his Brexit plan. The Shadow Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union, Sir Keir Starmer.
If the Prime Minister genuinely wants to get a deal through this House, he wouldn't have divided this House in the way that he did yesterday. That isn't the behaviour of a man who's trying to unite the House and can come together around a deal.
In a raucous and bad-tempered debate on Wednesday, Johnson characterized an opposition law ordering a Brexit delay as a surrender act and a humiliation bill, and brushed off concerns his language might endanger legislators as humbug. Saudi Arabia's crown prince is speaking publicly about the slaying of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports.
The crown prince of Saudi Arabia says he bears responsibility for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi because it, quote, happened under my watch. Mohammed bin Salman made the comment in a PBS documentary to be broadcast next week. The kingdom's de facto ruler has not spoken publicly about the killing of the Washington Post columnist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year. The CIA and some Western governments have said he ordered it, but Saudi officials insist he had no role in the death of the royal insider, who became an outspoken critic. His body was reportedly dismembered and removed from the building. His remains have not been found.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley reporting. Sudan's transitional government ordered the immediate closure of the nation's borders with Libya and Central African Republic on Thursday, according to Reuters, citing unspecified security and economic dangers. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.